It's that time of the evening, and it's time for our Executive Lounge feature. This evening, we're in conversation with Gareth Hawkey. He's the Group CEO of Red Panda Software, the enterprise retail software development specialist with a focus on customer experience. A very good evening to you, Gareth, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, Judy. Thank you for having me on the show.
So was this always the idea for you? Did you always know that IT is your thing?
It did start a long time ago. I started upgrading and working on the PC at home in my teenage years. But then in my very first office job, I got to see how important IT was, even back 27 years ago now, how important IT was to the business and how integral it actually is. So I actually got in contact with the main technician at the business that I was working in and asked him if I could follow him around and learn from him as best as possible. And then I'll work for him for free until I start adding some value to his business. And basically, I worked following for about 3 months without any pay, but I learned a lot. And eventually, I was able to offer some value, and he started paying me. And that's really where my career started in IT, and that was 27 years ago.
Something that a lot of people can take note of, working for free just because you love something and you want to really learn and immerse yourself in it. So what is it that you really love about your job?
You know, first of all, I've got to say it's the people that I work with. It's really a solid bunch of people. And I think that's being heavily designed by the company culture. I put a lot of importance on our company culture. I believe that's probably the most important business lesson I've learned is to set the company culture early on and make it something tangible and real, especially in a services company such as Red Panda, where we don't sell a product as such. We sell our people. We sell our services. So if we can influence who we hire by having strong values and a strong ethos and therefore a strong culture, then it just makes us a stronger company.
What is Red Panda all about?
Yeah, so as you mentioned in the beginning, we're an enterprise retail software developer. So we specialize in retail software. All our customers are retail, and all the people that work at Red Panda are retail specialists. We've got about 170 people at the moment. But as I say, I think the most important thing is the way we work with our people. I think the ethos that we have in the company, we've got two main ones. One is our Way to Grow concept, which is really about our commitment to creating opportunities for hungry, motivated, ambitious people in the business. Because I believe that if we attract those type of people and create opportunities for them to grow, we'll just be able to make better and better software. If we make better software, our customers will be stronger. They'll have their customers, their shoppers will have a better experience in their stores. And that means that they would obviously want more software from us, which means that Red Panda would grow, which again means that we'll be able to create more opportunities for those individuals. So it really is a sustainable growth cycle, and that's really what we're on about. You know, it's obviously a lot more than that. There's strong mentorship programs and training programs, which are an integral part of it, but that's really the main part of it. The one part of our ethos, the second is agility, which I see is so important, and especially nowadays, you know, be able to create a culture where people are looking for the next thing, excited about the next thing, the next change, rather than fighting it, is very important. And I think the pandemic that we're going through now has shown it again and again and again. The businesses that are agile are the ones that really win. And being in the retail industry, we've seen it firsthand. You know, with if I can use an example, you know, before COVID, a lot of brands thought that their loyalty was strong and their brand strength was strong. But during COVID, what we got to see was a lot of times people were actually basing their loyalty on geography. It was just convenient because that shop happened to be down the road or happened to be in the mall that was closest to your house. But during COVID, a lot of people that were shying away from e-commerce and online buying were forced into that. And now, after 6, 7, 8 months of being under lockdown or a certain amount of lockdown, people have got more comfortable and adept with searching for merchandise online, putting their credit card details online. They're not as scared anymore. They're comfortable with paying online. And that has changed the landscape. So we've certainly seen the retailers within our industry that are the most agile are the ones that have won. You know, they've looked through the world through COVID eyes as something completely new and seen, okay, if we can be agile, we can go and secure this new type of loyalty that is in the online world. Those ethos for us is very, very important in guiding the business.
Red Panda was established in 2009, and in 2020, you're still going strong, as you mentioned, in spite of the COVID-19 pandemic, when a number of companies didn't do so well. What would you put your success down to?
I think it's those things, as discussed. You know, it's a very important part of our business is to make sure that our people do well, and that they grow and they understand the values of the company, and the country culture is strong. I think that holding us together, taking us through this very, very difficult time, has really shown itself. You know, to have a weak company culture and then be pushed out to working from home within a few days, I think a lot of companies have failed just on that. But I believe that because we were such a tight-knit group to start with, we managed to flip from being 100% work from the office to 100% work from home, and we still managed to keep that together. You know, obviously, there were definitely some challenges that we faced, for sure. I think the working from home by itself is a very big topic, and it's a very interesting one to discuss. But I do believe that it was that strength within our processes and within our methods and within various rhythms that we have in our meetings, I think that's really kept us going strong.
What are some of the challenges that you've experienced on your journey to getting to where you are today?
I think it's, you know, to try and figure out when you're young what you actually want to do. I think that is a difficult one just as it is. But to get through that and to bump your head a lot to try and figure out what it is that people are looking for, what is it that companies are looking for, I think that was a difficult challenge for me. I didn't go to university, so I didn't have the training. I think that for me, the formal education was a difficult one to overcome. Eventually, I did study later on, but that was only in my 30s. I think just trying to get over the difficult hurdles of sometimes being overlooked or having companies not do as well as you're hoping. I mean, I've started almost, I think, about 10 companies in my life, and many of them have failed. But you each time pick yourself up, know that you can be better, know what you've learned from that past experience, and just keep on driving forward. I think that's the important thing.
What a journey. Is there anything you would change?
No, not at this point. But like I say, the world we're living in now changes. It seems to change on every day. But at this point, it has been a really good journey. I've been able to also add to my adventurous spirit on my in my personal life. I've done lots of good travels. Been fortunate to go to the Amazon and the Andes and Everest and those kind of places. But I think mostly for me, enjoying being part of a business that's growing, that is creating jobs in the South African economy, and seeing good people grow from the ground up, I think it's been for me the proud thing of my life.
Thank you very much, onwards and upwards, for sharing your journey with us. Gareth Hawkey, Group CEO of Red Panda Software.